This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Go ahead and lead up to that.
Tell us, you were telling me, you're talking about, you believe that the alleged shooter, you don't have to say his name, but tell us what you know about him.
He's been a troubled kid, and he's always had like a certain amount of, you know, issues going on. He shot guns because he felt that it gave him, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? An exhilarating feeling.
How did you know about his gun?
He showed me personally through his phone and stuff like that. I stayed clear of him most of the time during my time in alternate school. I didn't want to be with him at all because as well as though, like, I didn't want to cause any conflict with him because that's the impression he gave off.
You were in alternative school with him?
Yes, I actually got kicked out my junior year and then went into an alternative school, OCLC. And that's where I met him again after getting kicked out my junior year, meeting him there.
How old is he?
He's older than me. He was 19 when I was 17, so he's probably 20, 21, no, 20 now, 20, 21.
So you're hearing this through friends that maybe saw him inside of the school?
My mother kept calling me multiple times on the phone saying how she was scared of anything that was going on. And that she kept me updated because no one was going to give me any information because, you know, they're trying to do their own thing. And that's.
So this student had, you knew that he had guns at home?
Yes, I knew for the past 2 years that he had guns at home and that at any point, you know, if he wanted to. He played around with the joke multiple times. You know, he knows the layout of the school. He can actually go ahead and can pinpoint where all the students would be. He's been in the drills multiple times, so he knows where to go. And the fact that he went to this school for almost 3 years, that I'm pretty sure that gives him enough time to know where to go for any students that are still inside.
Does it surprise you that you're hearing this information about this?
It surprises me the fact that this is going on today, but it doesn't shock me that you know, it was him. It was an eye-opener because, you know, everyone played around with the joke, and usually when it's just like, it's just poking games and it's just pointing fingers and stuff like that, you're just saying.
Do you know how he got access to these guns?
No, I don't know any information on how he got access.
Kind of amazing here. You know, and this is what happens, you know, Scott, is you can tell who the trouble, and I know this is risky, you know, when you say this, but come on, let's just be honest about it. You know when you've got a troubled student. And then what do you do about it? In this particular case, you know, they put him off to, you know, a different school. And, you know, we don't have the problem. We don't have the facilities to deal with you. So we just send you off to another school and let our problem be their problem. And he's just passed on. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, as this young man is saying, you know, the kids make statements. He said something. And this is what's coming out here is that people have said something. I mean, there was FBI was informed about this, you know, so it's not so much, you know, maybe that statement about, you know, see something, say something. Maybe that people are saying something, but nobody's listening.
Well, again, isn't it better to err on the side of safety?
Yeah, you would think. But obviously, it seems like whether it's the FBI or people in official capacity, like a school principal, that when you have a troubled student like this and you get rid of him, it's not, did you just take a sigh of relief and go, okay, I've got this kid off the campus. It's like, okay, what are you doing to the other campuses? What are you doing to the community just by passing him on and not really dealing with the issue? Do you get my point?
Yeah, I get your point. I mean, if you tell people that if you see something, say something, you need to carry out the proper, you know, the proper stuff to... In order who you tell.
Well, that's only part of it, right? I mean, have you connected with that individual where, you know, it's see something, say something, do something, right? Maybe that's the third part that's missing is doing. There's no verb here, you know, that is required to complete the cycle, I would think.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, It will continue to be discussed, and we appreciate you joining us. This is Bill Martinez, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The one and only, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, our favorite Lolo Groves with us, another day in the life with Lauren, national radio personality, speaker, and professor. Miss Lauren, how you doing?
I'm just sitting here watching the footage with the doctors updating the latest with what's going on with the people that were injured and lost their lives in the shooting. So I think for all of us, we're just held captive by this because we want to acknowledge the people that lost their lives. And the sheriff was talking about a lot of the kids that had passed and the specifics of who they were. And let us know a little bit more about their personality so it's more personable to us. So that's kind of where our heart's been. I'm sure the rest of you feel the same way in the past, 12 hours?
Yeah, this has been so compelling, Lauren. You know, when the news broke out, you know, people around the country just gravitated to the television to see and to grieve with the families as to, you know, the situation there in South Florida. I mean, this is just incredible.
I think this, as far as numbers, it's the most tragic that there has been yet. And this morning what they were saying is they really want police now to be able to investigate when there are violent posts on social media, that at that point the police can get involved so it doesn't get carried this far, because so many times with these people when they do this, there's been signs that they're at the breaking point. It's not
exactly
like they just all of a sudden go from being a great, sweet person to just, you know, flipping their lid. I know that does happen sometimes. People have nervous breakdowns. But in this situation, I mean, he had been expelled last year from school. He had anger issues. You know, there were things he was posting that were of grave concern, that if police could have gotten involved then, they might have been able to head it off the path.
Exactly.
If anyone was hurt.
Well, and they were, he was talking to kids. He's showing kids guns that he put down in one YouTube last year that he wanted to be a professional school shooter. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, and it was called to the attention of the FBI back in September. And, you know, was there any indication, a report that they even interviewed this young man, but they interviewed the guy who brought, you know, to their attention this blog post that that Cruz had had posted. I mean, you know, like Scott and I have been talking about, Lauren, you know, the mantra has always been, you know, see something, say something. Well, you know, I say see something, you know, see something, say something, do something, you know, to where you're really much more proactive. And I think if it's the FBI, local law enforcement, school officials, you know, school officials, you know, on one hand, of course, I wasn't there, but what happens with some of these, you know, problem children, you know, who get passed on, they get passed on with all the, it's like their luggage and all their problems goes to the next school, and the originating principal or school just takes a sigh of relief and goes, okay, now I can get back to business as usual, right? They're out of my hair, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, it's like these kids need help. When they see them in school having these problems, try to get them in some counseling, mm-hmm. you know, get to the root of what's going on at home. I mean, right. a child, unless they have some type of emotional instability just genetically, they're not going to be saying and doing the things these kids have done. Like if we go all the way back to Columbine, because that's when all of us, I think as a nation, stopped and said, this could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Those boys, there were problems with them for a long time. They were loners, or they had been bullied.
They've been bullied,
and,
yeah.
You know,
right.
and sometimes the people that are shooters have been bullied. Sometimes they are the bully.
Right.
You don't know. It's not like, you know, there's a particular type that it is, a profile, mm-hmm. so to speak. I mean, but they're disturbed people. That's the one right. common thing. Get them help.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just expel them and say, hey, you're on your own. I mean, obviously he was harboring anger from that, too. Get them some help. And
right.
especially in public schools, Bill, shouldn't they be able to do that? I mean, if the government's involved and these are public schools, mm-hmm. I mean, especially there should be government dollars to get them help and get them counseling and figure out what's going on so you can diffuse the problem. I mean, putting them in prison, that's not helping them become a quality person. You know,
right.
figure out the issue. And we all need help. I mean, all of us, you know, this is a fallen world. Nobody has it.
Well, and exactly. See, that was the deal. See, I tweeted out, this is what a soulless and lawless society looks like. And we are, this is the product of a soulless and heartless, cold-hearted society. And, you know, we are breeding this. And so this isn't, you know, people want to immediately run to, you know, some mental deficiency or gun control and that sort of thing. But it's like, look at this is our culture. This is what we've created, you know, as a result, I believe, you know, the things that are influencing these young children, whether it's the video games, the, you know, music. And I know probably, you know, some of the young kids are, oh, gosh, Martinez, you're saying you're blaming it on video games. If you're really serious about the problem, we got to get down to the root of it. And we have to consider, okay, what is influencing the worldview and the mindset of these kids that think it's nothing for them to go and, you know, bring an AR-15 to school and they have a desire to wipe. I mean, in this case, we're probably fortunate it was only, what, 17 kids that were killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the ammunition and that he had, it could have been, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Well,
go ahead, Scott.
Something is going on in our society as well, because there's always been anger, there's always been crime, there's always been violence. But when we were kids, this didn't happen.
Right.
You can say we didn't have school shootings, so there is a problem. Something is changing for the worse, or this would have always gone on. Because, you know,
exactly.
people argue this has always been a problem. This has not always been a problem.
Yeah, not like this. Go ahead, Scott. You had some.
It's parenting. It's parenting. It comes down to parenting. You talked about your video games and your movies and stuff like that. Those things don't... look, I've played video games since I was 5 years old. I've listened to all the music that, you know, I listen to rap, I listen to heavy metal, all those things. And I've never once had these things because I've always had my dad. I've been around guns my entire life, and I've always had my dad who, you know, kept me, you know, that's not right. You're not doing right. You gotta, you have parents now that look at school as if it's their form of daycare. They don't take part in their kids' schooling. They just let them go to school and do their own thing, and then they come home and they get to do their own thing again. You don't have parents that, Neil can play video games, but Neil can't play video games, that are higher than a T.
That are violent.
Yeah, Neil's 12 years old. He doesn't get to play games that are made for that have a T rating on them. He's not a teenager yet. And when he you know gives me any, you know, he doesn't like that because his friends play those games. But I just tell him you can't play those games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's your parenting. You got to be. Somebody needs to be there in order to keep people in line.
Yeah, I think you're answering part of the problem. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell y'all a story really quick. How long do we have for the book?
We got about a minute, less than.
We were visiting friends. Okay. I'll tell it really quickly. I might have shared it with you all before. In California, Christian family. We love them. Our kids are hanging out with them. Our older child tells us like 2 days later, do you see what Channing and Knox are doing? Do you see what they're... We're like, what? I mean, we had no idea. We're so naive. We don't really even understand the whole video game thing. So our friend's older kids were playing some Grand Theft Auto. Mm. But Scott, it was the one that was like off the Richter scale, like an NC-17 movie rating for a game. And at the time, our kids were like maybe 9 and 5. and they had been watching that. And we, you know, we didn't know. We're in our friend's home, Christian home. I went ape to my friend. I'm like, why is this in your house? Why? Well, you know, they're going
to... Let's pick it up from there. We got to go to break. More from the Lola Grove. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about freedom, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we live for. You know, really, if you go back to what God has shown us time and time again, it's that we would truly be liberated and free. And that's our opportunity to understand what that is all about. That's the higher calling that God lays before us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us as we continue to talk about what happened in South Florida yesterday. John Lott, an expert on gun on gun crimes. He's with the Crime Prevention Research Center, Lauren, author of More Guns, Less Crime and the War on Guns, says there's already been 18 school shootings in the last 45 days. To your point, it's not getting any better. The culture has been developing and producing these kind of incidences that I don't think any amount of gun crime or even, you know, focusing on the mental aspect of these people, these shooters, these murderers, it has to do with the very soul and consciousness of our culture, doesn't it?
Well, I'm watching right now on the news, and the governor of Florida just came out, and Scott and I were talking about this when we were at the break,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying we have to make sure that the mentally ill do not have guns. Well, like you're saying, Bill, that's not going to work. How are mm-hmm. you going to decide if somebody's mentally ill? You know,
right.
they just have anger issues. I mean, do they have to do something that so a psychologist, you know, officially says you're mentally ill? And I mean, that's not going to work. It has to start with the parents. It has to start with teachers and others getting involved and saying, we have to get this child some help. I can see it happening. You can see these things when they're younger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and maybe take children under your wing that don't have great parents and be there for them. You know, give them
Well, we live in a fatherless society, single parent society that, and this exacerbates the problem. But, to our point here, Lauren, is that, you come down to a situation where, you know, people of faith, I mean, this is a faith issue. People's conscience, young people's conscience are being seared. And you and I understand that. Some people, you know, they go, oh, that's that Bible word again or whatever, you know, and but don't reject it because this is what's happening. We're rejecting the very answers that, you know, we're looking for because, it relates to God. And we're told by the culture, oh, well, you know, you can't talk about God. Well, how's that working for you? You don't have God in the culture. God's not in the marketplace. We got kids shooting up kids in schools. Everything is in chaos and lawlessness at every turn in every aspect, it seems, of our government these days and on down the list. And this is a country who was founded under God and declared godly principles. And now we tell God, we can take it from here. How's that working for you?
Yeah, it's not working, but the people that are not people of faith, are they going to listen anyway? You know what I'm saying? We have to pray. Our prayers are going to make a difference. But the people that are determined, that doesn't matter. I mean, only God can reach them at the point of their need when they're ready. And our prayers make a difference. But in the meantime, you know, what can we do to be there for others, to have these conversations? Like, I feel for single moms. I'm going to be speaking coming up for some single moms because they said, Lauren, can you please just impart some hope to us? And it's hard when you're working one or, you know, two jobs, three jobs, and your kids have to come home. And if they're watching stuff on TV, playing video games, get rid of it.
Right,
exactly. My husband noticed that Channing was kind of getting a little bit of an attitude. And I said, where is she getting this from? He said, I think she's getting it from television.
Yeah.
And so he told her, these certain channels, you're not watching anymore.
Right.
And, you know, we've even thought maybe we should just take the TVs out altogether in addition to do the security controls on them.
Right.
You know, just to make sure that your home is safe because these things affect them. I mean, we were kids.
Right.
We didn't watch television except during the weekend. And if we did, it was Sesame Street, Electric Company. I'm talking till I was like, you know, through elementary school, junior high. We didn't have all that stuff. We
exactly.
were not available to
Well, we're surrounded, impacted by technology. You know, this past weekend I was with two of my grandchildren, and I observed this with the youngest one. In fact, his parents said, you know, they go, technology. They realized, they've been able to discern that when he is overexposed to technology, his attitude, his perspective, you know, comes out and, you know, and they can see it. And I said, well, you know, and the thing is they say, well, it was our fault because we'd be busy and it became a babysitter. And now what happens when we remove the technology, the kid is freaking out. He's throwing a fit. And I said, you know, you got to address this situation here because, you know, he's 4 years old. you know, we're not too many years away when he's a teenager, and if you can't control him now, what is he going to be like, you know, 10 years from now? And I said, I'm not saying it like I've been the perfect parent. These are just things I've learned by experience and observation. And you see the problem. You know, again, it's like you see something, you say something, and then, you know, I add to it, you got to do something about it. I mean, you know, Dr. Kevin Lehman, who's been on, and you know him, he's been on with us, you know, several times here recently. And I so appreciate his perspective on this and just the one thing that he shared with me. He said, Bill, you know, a child needs to experience the consequences. What happens in our very hurried up world, you know, we will, you know, discipline a child. And then what happens is about an hour later, the child will come to you and go, hey, Mom, can you take me to the mall? And what happens, we take him to, well, what we've done is we've nullified the consequence of his poor behavior or her poor behavior. And so we're sabotaging our own parenting skills along the way. That was just one significant takeaway from many conversations I've enjoyed with Dr. Lehman. But, you know, these are things that we really need to get down to your point, is that we're, you know, we want to talk about all this other stuff instead of really dealing with the ground floor level. Because like as Scott was saying earlier, you know, our first line of defense is our home. You know, that is where the battle, that's where the battle begins, is inside the home. And then once that door is opened up, it's like, you know, what are you sending out the door? Is that child going out without any preparation or any defenses whatsoever, fully exposed by all this technology, whether it's video games, music, you know, and on and on. And that's what we're sending out. And then we wonder why they're being victims and, you know, being perpetrators.
Well, and the consequences, this is something else. Parents and grandparents, guardians need to heed this. The consequences cannot be the same as the satisfaction the child gets from doing wrong. The consequences have to be way worse. See, that's where we mess up. Mm-hmm. Because if it's the same, kids will be like,
yeah, right.
I'll do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. The consequences have to be, you know, so much more extreme for a child to go, I'm not going to do that again.
Right.
And that has to start when they're really young. Mm-hmm. And then you're ingraining in them respect for authority and how to deal with consequences. And you know what? I don't want to do that because the consequences are so much greater than my pleasure from doing wrong.
Exactly.
And it takes time, though, Bill. It takes time for parents to do this. And I'm a parent of two small children. I fail miserably daily. It is not easy. I understand. It's not easy.
And the thing is, if it's not tough enough as it is each child's different. What works with one child doesn't work with the other. I'm, you know, so there's no question parenting is a full-time plus job. And what's happened because of our own culture and the rapidity of it you know, the responsibilities that we want to, you know, say that we have, and we subordinate the most important responsibility, which is to our children. And I'm guilty. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers out. I'm pointing fingers in saying this is my observation of what I have done. If I had it to do over again, my priorities would have been altered.
Well, and we're stressed people, even as Christian people. We're being pulled in a million different directions. We're not spending time being quiet and being still. I'm so guilty of that. That affects the mood in your home. That affects your parenting. And we have to stop and say, do I have peace in my home?
Yeah.
Do I have, you know, joy and hope in my home? Am I, are my children coming to a safe place, or are they coming to just pure craziness? And for all of us to say as parents, what can we do to give our children a godly home and still be human beings?
Yeah.
And that's a hard balance to find, and I completely understand the struggle with that daily.
Well, people of faith are needed to come forth in this this war that is taking place here domestically in our homes and in our families. Historically, every time you look at major changes, it's been people of faith that have led the way. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez live. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Ciao. Bye.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave. We're thankful for our other affiliates as well, Red State Talk Radio and the Cable Radio Digital Network. Hey, we're all getting the word out there, committed to delivering the truth no matter where it leads on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. And speaking of independent, it's time to bring on the streams John Zemarek. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Feeling great. I'm enjoying it. Nice warm weather here in Texas. It was freezing a few days ago, but now we're back to wearing shorts.
Yeah, you let that cold weather. Now it's probably, I'm in the West. I'm in California. It's nice and comfortable here, but I'm sure it'll catch up in Florida before too long. You know that cold weather. We've had a couple episodes like that. The president's State of the Union last Tuesday. So many takeaways, but like you, I was especially impressed with his notation that Americans are dreamers too.
Yeah, the Democrats have embraced a really crackpot, radical leftist position that Americans have essentially no rights as citizens. that anyone whose family managed to smuggle them in here, that person immediately has the right to welfare, to affirmative action, to free college tuition they're offering in the state of New York to illegal immigrants. How is that fair to legal immigrants or to the children of immigrants who are working hard and struggling to pay tuition to know that people are being rewarded because their parents broke the law with a college scholarship?
Exactly.
You know, it used to be you wanted your kids to go to college, you saved money, you obeyed the law, you put money in the bank. Now, sneak into a neighboring country and their government will feel so guilty it will take money away from citizens to give it to them to reward them for their parents breaking the law.
You know, John, the scary part of all this is the damage that it does psychologically to the culture is incredible. I mean, you can go to a kindergarten class, a first grade class, and if you talk about fairness, boy, they'll tell you right away, that is not fair. And, you know, so if they can figure it out at that age and then they grow up under that concept that what was fair is now, you know, it's no longer valid, and that, you know, it's not even, you know, it's not even good to keep the laws anymore.
Fairness becomes just what you can get away with. And these people got away with smuggling their kids in the country. Now their kids have been christened dreamers, and they're going to get amnesty, and then they're going to be able to sponsor their parents who smuggled them in as citizens. And then they can smuggle. They can sponsor their cousins and their uncles and their aunts. This is about one thing, minting new votes to the Democratic Party. That's all it's about. It has nothing to do with justice or patriotism or citizenship. And we need to see it for the naked power grab that it is. Julian Castro was saying, if we get these amnesties, in 10 years, Florida and Texas will be lockstep blue Democrat states. Then it's over.
Right.
We will never win a presidential election again. I don't know how people like Jeb Bush don't see this, or maybe they just don't care if there's a future for the Republican Party because their trust funds are locked up in tax-exempt foundations anyway.
Yeah, they're okay. It's just everybody else that believes in conservative values in the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, this is very dangerous. And, John, I've maintained this issue of DACA, the fact that they've taken it out of the greater comprehensive issue of immigration, I think it's dangerous. I don't like it because they're going to rush to get this all for political purposes and not for good policy purposes.
No, and they're not going to give us anything in return. Donald Trump, I think, was foolish. He gave away the store on DACA. I think he was trying to look generous to back the Democrats into a corner, but the Democrats tasted blood in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They see that as weakness. They think they're going to be able to get DACA with no border wall, no E-Verify, no cuts in chain migration. And again, if any of that happens, you can kiss goodbye the chances of any Republican president, of a majority in the Senate, eventually majority in the House. We will be a one-party state.
Right.
Entirely governed by the left the way Canada is today.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in Canada, the pro-life issue isn't even on the agenda. Pro-lifers actually have their free speech limited in Canada. Religious liberty is under attack in Canada. It can happen. It can happen here. It almost happened here with if Hillary had won a few thousand popular votes in a couple of states, and all this FBI corruption would have been kept secret forever. In fact, people who did it would be rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are corrupt and unpatriotic and incredibly cynical, and they're using the DACA people as human pawns, but we see how much they really care about Americans, so they won't even applaud the decline of unemployment in the black community.
Yeah, unbelievable. John, you know, we don't even have to go that far north. We just go west and go to California. You see the craziness happening there. And this is a one-party state, you know, totally dictated by the Democrats that said God made a mistake. He didn't have it right. It's not male or female. Now it's a third option. And I'm curious. I don't understand how Governor Brown stopped at three when the state universities, I think, offer something like 27 different gender options. But, you know, I guess
it's clear that the left has completely lost control. This is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton. This is the Democratic Party of Antifa, of the Pussy Hat March, of the radicals on campus who won't let conservatives speak, who want to rip out Shakespeare from the English department. It is really that crazy. And the fact that Donald Trump, he's just brought it all out. He's been like a catalyst.
Right.
That brought out all the poison. He just picked up, that's right, this is the best way. Donald Trump came along and picked up the rock. And yes. Now we're seeing all the stuff that was the creepy underneath. Crawlies that yes. were underneath. And
exactly.
it's actually scary. We need to press President Trump to do the right thing and let the Republicans in the House and Senate come up with a solid conservative immigration plan that gets us something real in return for this mass amnesty of smuggled children that rewards people for smuggling their kids into the country and encourages the next round of people to smuggle their kids into the country because, you know what, they'll get a free college scholarship in the state
exactly.
of New York.
Well, we saw this happen after Ronald Reagan said, okay, I'm going to do the Great Compromise. I mean, it's like, you know, this is deja vu one more time. And as you say,
Lucy and the football.
Yes.
We're Charlie Brown, and Lucy
yes.
wants us to kick the football one more time. And we need mm-hmm. to tell the president and the people in the Congress, no, we're not kicking the football. We're not buying it.
John, this is a time that our representatives, anybody that has any conservative inclination whatsoever, this is a time for courage. You know, we've got a lot of, you know, I think with the announcement here yesterday of Trey Gowdy leaving,
yeah. this is
tough. I mean, he's a good man, and we've got a lot of other good men that are leaving. They've had their fill of the political,
yeah.
You know, craziness and that. But maybe it might be for them as they go out to be strong enough and courageous enough to fall on their sword for the sake of the Republic and the U.S. Constitution, I could only hope and pray.
Me too, because if you want your kids to have two parties to choose between, you want your kids to be allowed to speak out for pro-family values, to defend, to have religious liberty, to defend the rights of the unborn, the time to act is now, because the Democrats are about to enshrine a permanent leftist majority in this country.
Yeah, amazing when you think the facts, which are stubborn things, as we know, John, are so clear that conservative values work time and again. Our country goes unhinged. Conservatives come to save the day. And then as soon as possible, when liberals can take over, boy, they got us back in the ditch once again.
That's right, and we need the moral courage and to see that we have the moral high ground. We're the ones trying to look out for our fellow citizens, including those of different ethnic groups, of lower income, maybe less well-skilled, less well-educated. We're trying to protect jobs for them, and the Democrats want to import cheap labor and cheap votes to replace them.
Yeah, just to keep the votes coming, you know, to the Democrats. That's what it's all about, and that ought to be clear to every voter here in this country. John Zamarica, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information you need to know. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bob Walaszewski joins us now, Focus on the Family's media and culture director, and also PluggedIn.com, world famous. You know, we love Andy and Opie. I mean, the values, just that segment alone is so rich, Bob, you know, that, you know, working for a living and putting in an honest day's work and getting paid for it. You know, like Andy says, that's the greatest feeling that you can have.
And you and I are still making about a quarter for doing it.
Exactly. You know? And we're still liking it. And we still have that great feeling. Of course, that's the great feeling. And if you go back, you know, I tell people, you know, God said, be fruitful and multiply. You know, when he, all of it's encompassed, you know, this is what you love about God. When he directs you, He doesn't tell you to do something based on a theory. He knows that you're very capable of doing it. And not only that, he says, you know, I'm coming alongside you. And this is like the between. This is what I love, you know, because you, when you read the Word of God, it's always good to read between the lines. You know, what else is God implying when he says, hey, the God of the universe, the God who created it all, says, hey, Bob, I want you to go out and be fruitful and multiply. I mean, would he do that just to, you know, tease you to say, you know, that what's that knucklehead? He's actually going to go and try and be fruitful and multiply when this guy doesn't have the goods and we're just toying with him.
Well, it's also interesting that work is not a product of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve were working and tending the garden as part of the Garden of Eden blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fall happened, the work changed slightly, and God said, you know, there'll be weeds when you garden, and obviously there's definitely a negative side of it there wasn't in the garden, but it's still just working is not a curse.
Right.
It's not part of the fall. It's a blessing, and Adam and Eve were blessed when there was no sin in the garden to do all that they were doing and keeping busy. So there's definitely something about that. So.
Well, news break here. Understand this. God worked. I mean, he demonstrated, you know, the first, labor of creation. And he's still working. It's not like he created the world and just kicks back now and is sitting there on his lazy boy lounger with his channel changer and having popcorn. I mean, he is still
the clock and then just left it for us and said, okay, well, I did my part. Now we'll see what happens. No.
No, he's still working. He's still working, and he wants us to be in rhythm, and that is that we, for the 6 days we work, he wants us to have that seventh day of rest, even still.
You know, and speaking of which, and then we'll move over to movies, the Sabbath is a very interesting thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Old Testament doesn't mean that we throw it out.
Right.
In fact, it would behoove us to figure out, to the best of our ability, what that looks like in our own personal lives. And do it well, and it's a challenge for us. As modern American adults with very, very busy schedules, it's so easy to overwork ourselves and say, "Well, if I don't work Sunday, if I don't go into the office today on Sunday, man, I'll be so far behind." No, I think God says, go worship me. Part of the Sabbath is spend time in worship, and then just have some good, relaxing family time without trying to make a living.
Yeah.
It's hard. Believe me, I understand how hard it is.
But you know, the thing is, it's a blessing from God. God blessed us with the Sabbath, but if you don't see it that way, then I got to tell you, and I guess the reason it's coming up was yesterday I happened to be at a service, and the pastor, the way he presented the Old Testament Sabbath, you know, the people kind of chuckled. And he says, "Could you believe these people? They wouldn't even pick up a hammer, you know." And the way he characterized the Sabbath was a mischaracterization. And I was kind of sad there for a moment because, you know, the thing was, is the, you know, the audience, you know, kind of laughed and chuckled about it. But I'm going, wow, this is such a gross misrepresentation. But these would probably be the same people that Moses said, hey, you know, on that sixth day, go out and collect twice as much because you're going to have enough because you don't need to be working on the seventh day. And those would be the ones that'd be going out there on Sunday still looking for, you know, the manna that's not there.
It's funny. My pastor spoke on the Sabbath too yesterday.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. The scripture he used was out of Luke, I believe it's the sixth chapter, where the man with the shriveled hand, Jesus said to him, and all this was considered work, stretch out your hand.
Yes.
And the man did. And it says, and the man was completely restored. And it says, and then the Pharisees and leaders met together to find out what to do to Jesus because he had violated, in their minds, the Sabbath.
Yeah,
you know,
he healed somebody.
It's better to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil. And how could we equate that? The healing of this man is work. You know, that was a miracle. They didn't go, wow, look at this.
Right.
Oh, did he violate the Sabbath? No, they didn't. There was no wow in it. It was just total, okay, we know he's healed, but that's not our issue. Our issue is he did something on the Sabbath that we think is wrong.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, we're you and I, because we do this, and I always love getting into the spiritual aspect of our understanding to advance the cause, because that's really what it comes down to. I always ask people, you know, in different ministries, and I think the challenge that we have, you know, whether it's Focus on the Family or any other entity, institution out there, it comes down to one question, and that is, how many people are you saving? You know,
right.
How many, really, you know, and I think that's the question. We should be so focused to that question.
And I'm challenged by that personally. It's just something that God has been revealing to me. And I hope that when we talk about this, you always sense, you know, I just said, okay, the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about this, and we go into it. And I pray that it's out there, because you know that in a lifestyle evangelism, we come in contact with people, and sometimes just by who we are, not that we're, you know, it's in and of ourselves, it's God in us, you know, out there, demonstrating to people what Christianity looks like, what the love of God and honoring God looks like. And people say, wow, you know, I don't know what you got, but I want what you got.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a good transition to movies, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Or not.
Speaking of which, yeah, about these three guys that a lot of people are going to look at that movie and say, hey, I want what those guys got, right?
Well, The 15th to 17th of Paris by Clint Eastwood, and starring the three guys who actually thwarted the terrorist attack back in 2015, has a lot of spiritual content. It's the film's strength. It's also the film's weakness. I'll get to that in a minute. A little bit about it. Our listeners may remember it was August 21st of 2015, and three buddies, lifelong buddies, who were actually vacationing in Europe, last minute, they'll tell you. I actually talked to these guys on the phone.
Yeah, we did too.
Last minute, decided to take a train from Amsterdam to Paris. Good thing they did, because little did they know, when they boarded, here was a guy named Ayub El-Khazani, boarded as well with an assault rifle, a pistol, a box cutter, and enough ammunition to kill every single person on the train.
Yeah, 500 people on that train, Bob.
Well, if 500 seats, I think it was. I don't think it was totally full. But anyways, roughly that.
Yeah.
And of course, one person actually did get shot, got shot in the neck, but survived, and plays himself in this movie, by the way. It's another person that Clint Eastwood put in his movie that wasn't an actor, the guy that actually got shot. So you've got, and I don't want to minimize it even to the any degree, these guys are true heroes. When Ayub shot that man in the neck and they heard the gun go off, they went for the, they weren't ducking, they weren't hiding.
They ran right to danger. Yeah, exactly.
They were after the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but here's the issue. I felt this film had about 40 minutes of very compelling, engaging content. Pretty much everything that happens on the train. Very, very engaging. Sometimes a little bloody, but very, very engaging. But to make it a full 94-minute film, Clint goes way back in time, not way back, but goes back to the middle school where we realize all three of these guys met each other at a Christian school. And so you get one guy praying at his bedside, asking that the Lord would make him an instrument of his peace,
St. Francis.
And so you know that this is setting up the fact that these are guys, these are spiritual kids. And they would tell me on the phone that, you know, we had faith.
Right.
But there's a scene, and it was really disappointing to me, because here you are talking about what Christianity looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where in Amsterdam, these guys are at this seedy club, got this pole dancer. They get totally wasted. One of them's trying to pole, as he's intoxicated. And then the next morning, Eastwood shows us these guys at about noon trying to groggily wake up in their hotel room. They've been so hungover. And I asked these guys, I said, did Clint Eastwood just put that in the film to spruce it up? And they said, no, there were plenty of times on this trip that we were pretty hungover.
Yeah, that's what they, exactly. Well,
the God of the Bible still tells us to be holy, even if he is holy. I get it that we're flawed.
Yeah.
I get it that we make mistakes. I get it that we don't always add up, and our lifestyle doesn't add up like the Lord.
Exactly. Well, Bob, we got to leave it there and let everybody see the movie. And good teaching lessons right there. 15-17 to Paris, Bob Waliszewski.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two